Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. How do you know when you'll have enough money to retire? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. For every one of the 79 million baby boomers in North America, that's a question being asked even as we try and figure out a new word for the old thing called retirement. As you try and answer when you'll have enough, there are some disciplines to remember. Ask yourself how well you've practiced them. Were you taught to save regularly and invest prudently? This is an important question because money habits, good or bad, tend to mirror those of your parents. Just because you make a big paycheck doesn't mean you'll automatically be able to retire early. In fact, many high-income earners say they find it very difficult to save for retirement compared to people who are used to living off a smaller income. Just remember, your Social Security retirement benefit will only represent a small portion of your pre-retirement income, so growing your retirement savings nest egg is critical. Don't get lured into finally getting the big house you have always wanted, unless you understand that this is a lifestyle choice that you are making and it will cost you. Do you really want a hefty mortgage payment, maintenance costs, property taxes, and homeowners insurance as you're trying to sock away money for retirement? I was told many years ago by a woman colleague whose child was going off to college just as I was pregnant with the first of my two daughters. Congratulations, she told me. Just know that having kids will delay your retirement. I thought it was an odd comment at the time. Of course I would. I was just in my late 20s and beginning to rev up life as I entered the world of integrating work and family. But now, decades later, this almost retiring mind of mine knows she was right. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.